Having allowed the Confederate Army to escape southward following the Battle of Antietam, Union Commander George McClellan was ordered by the Lincoln government to move in pursuit of Lee on October 6, 1862. 3 weeks later, McClellan was still seeing his army across the Potomac, and not until the 6th of November did he arrive in and around Warrenton. By this time, President Lincoln had had enough of the willful commander, whose resistance to higher authority had been so plainly out of proportion to his limited success in the field, and on the 7th, McClellan was ordered to turn over his command to Ambrose Burnside. Although uncertain of his own fitness for high command, Burnside showed early promise, stealing a march on Lee to arrive in Falmouth on the 19th of November. At this point, had he continued to press forward, he might have cleared nearby Fredericksburg of its small force of defenders and occupied the heights west of the town. Instead, he hesitated, reluctant to send troops across the rain-swollen Rappahannock, lest they be cut off and destroyed. Thus, while Burnside awaited the arrival of bridging materials, Lee assembled his army on the high ground.